Blog Talk Radio.
Girl Live Show on Blog Talk Radio, and I am Olga Ondesh, aka the Barracuda Girl. You just heard Fire Burn by my guest, who I'm going to go ahead and bring on the line. Today I have Rocky Ryder live from New York City, so let me go ahead and bring her on. I don't want her to hang up on me, so here we go.
Hello.
Hi, thank you. Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you great. Hi, Olga. How are you?
Thanks. Doing well. Doing well. I saw you come on, and I had to cut your song a little short. Well, welcome to the Barracuda Girl Live Show, and I was just giving you a little introduction, and we're just so excited to have you on. I'm going to go ahead and introduce you and let you, then we'll go into our our songs that we have. And I just have to say this to our audience that's listening right now. This is a wonderful, well-established artist from New York City that I'm so proud to have on my show. And your music is beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you. You actually played one of my favorite songs first. Mm-hmm. I said you actually played one of my favorite songs first.
Oh, you know what? I said, oh, my God, I can use this for my wedding. when that happens. No, you know, it's so, you're so incredible. And I have some exciting news for you, too, but I'm going to save that to the end because I like to collaborate with guests that I've had on my show. But let's get into this. How did you get started in the music business? How did you, you know, I can tell you just have a great love for music, and your voice is just so amazing, and it just flows. And I have to say, I took voice lessons, and I can't even hear when you take a breath. That's how great you are. It's like, you know, it just flows so smoothly. And I'm, you know, we'll get into how your writing is, but how did you tell our audience, if you don't mind, how you started with music? When was that?
Well, with music is something that I've always done. But as far as like putting out music just under my own name and like deciding to be an artist, I've only been doing that for about a year, deciding to be like a music artist. And I really just got started just from like doing a lot of collaborative projects with different people, and feeling like I had my own message and my own space and ideas and just narrative that I could introduce to the world as far as my creativity and things that I wanted to say and represent.
Oh, yep. Yes. And you have a lot to say. I know I only picked a few, and I've been on your YouTube channel and your website. And, you know, for just starting in this past, I know, not just starting to get your music out independently, right, for this past year, you've really done a lot. I work with a lot of independent musicians all over the world, and just to get, when I have different shows, because I do promoting as well and booking, just having your brand and branding your music, but going into the studio. Now, I know that your sound is different. It's infused, right? You're R&B, hip-hop artist. But the thing that kind of sets you apart as well, and I've never heard this, is the use of your healing bowls, your crystal bowls, that incorporated into your music. I was trying to Google to see if anyone else is doing that.
I have to say, like, one of the first artists I saw do that was Jhené Aiko. She's like an R&B singer, and I saw her doing it. And there are other artists who do it as well, but it's definitely not like a very popular thing. So for me personally, I felt like sound healing is a thing though. Like, you know, there are, even just today I was recording some content in the park, and someone walked past me and was like, oh, so am I going to get a sound healing session? You know, so it is something that people are aware of. But as far as incorporating it into like R&B and hip hop music, it was something that I wanted to like kind of like expose people, like different demographics too. So usually people who listen to R&B and hip hop, and that's their favorite genre, they're not necessarily the people who are like, I'm going to go have a sound healing session, you know? So I just wanted to like bring some exposure to that. To that, you know, concept, that world of sound healing.
balance, right? Of just balancing your lifestyle.
Yeah.
And you know, yeah, it's going like from one extreme to the other, especially with hip hop, because I work with a lot of hip hop artists too. Mm-hmm. But now that's wonderful though, because it's, you know, you remind me of back in the 90s, Sade. I'm like, you have that vibe, but your tone is different. You know, you're yourself. You're your own artist. But I was trying to think who you know, with the soothing music, and I think it's because your voice. You just have a wonderful voice that that stands out already, and you're just so ready. I have to tell you, and I was going to save it for the last, but I'm just going to let you know now that I actually am letting a friend of mine know. His name is John De Niro. He helps a lot with the Latin music and the reggaeton, but he works with Chris Gotti and Irv Gotti of Adventures Music in New York. So I've actually just sent him a message, and I'm ready to submit your music to them.
That's so cool.
Yes, and I have another friend that's been on our show, Edwin Ramos, who is with ER Music. He's a Grammy-winning producer. So I just feel that you're already there. You're already there. You're putting in the work. You've put in the work, and your music, you have that sound. So I just wanted to let you know I am reaching out to people that I know to see how we can. Oh, you're very welcome. That's what this show is all about. You know, we promote within our within the people, you know, the guests that I do have, and it's you'll be surprised how you know they reach out to each other. So the next song I'm going to go ahead and play is Spiritual Calling. And I'm just going to put you, I'm going to mute you while we listen to your music, and then we'll come back, because I know I'm talking about how great you sing, but now let's let the world know as well. So we'll go ahead and listen to that, and then I'll come back and bring you back on, and we'll talk about this, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, wonderful. One moment.
I grew up hearing about the perfect psychology and seeing all the perfect girls in magazines. Most of them rarely ever looked like me, and I bet they couldn't stomach my favorite kinds of cuisine. I had a black Barbie, she was a Brandy doll. Ironically, she wasn't like the fairest of them all. I loved her wide nose, braids, everything else. I wonder if that kind of taught me how to love myself. Still to this day, people tell me who I should be, but my go-to magazines are S&S or Ebony. They say angels are white, they say demons are black. I guess if I'm the villain, I'm solely embracing that. I guess if we are thugs, then we should be more like the mafia. Be more like Uncle Sam, because you know he's coming after you. You look into the mirror, hear their voices as they laugh at you. But as I start to drown them out,
I just go deeper.
I'm talking black excellence. I'm talking nappy hair and kinks. Tell me what's maximilin. And I got straight magic in my hands. If I see what needs to being. Hands off to step into a corporate like what's good with your man. Cause you know little shorty that she got demands. I do not code switch when I talk. Might have a little switch though when I walk. One thing about me, I don't work for an applause. Just my piece of the pie, so please pass me my fork. No one could ever strip me or make me feel inferior. My value's real pricey, come check my interior. It doesn't excite me when they show me my flaws. When I see any part of me,
I just hold it for
Spiritual Calling by my guest, R&B hip-hop artist, Rocky Ryder, who is going to come back. I'm going to go ahead and bring her back on here, and we'll continue our conversation with her. And
hello.
Okay. Oh, that was beautiful. What can you tell us, tell our audience about this song? What inspired you to write this song?
So this song is actually, I can't say it's my favorite song, but I'm going to say it's a song that I feel like is the most essential and the most true to, like, who I am and how I feel on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. I did say to one of my friends, like, I feel like this is a song that represents my purpose the most. As an artist, like, as a music artist, like, I draw a lot of parallels to, like, my experience as a Black American and the experience mm-hmm. that many Black Americans have, where there's almost, like, this, like, fight against the machine kind of thing, where there's this mm-hmm. force of, like, this idea that you have to be like this and you're being told that you can't do that and you have to, you know, in order to, you like just, there's just this idea of who you're expected to be. And this is, yeah. again, like just parallel to seeing myself as an artist and just as a human sometimes, a lot of the times. And I feel like a lot of people go through this. So the song is just kind of like a rebellion against like feeling the need to really embrace who you are and to be bold about it and to accept who you are, to love who you are and to express who you are. And so the title Spiritual Calling is just that metaphor of like it's bigger than just any one person, but that we all should be free to, whether it's as an artist or whatever the case might be, as a woman, as you know, an African American, as whatever you are, whatever I am, to just be free and being yourself and to be proud and to be happy with who you are.
Wonderful. No, that's true. That is so true. As a Latina, I relate to that. But it's so good to be able to write as an independent, like myself, that we're independent, artists in our, what we do, that we're working for ourselves. And we have a message, right, that we want to bring out to the world. And sometimes it does. when I'm typing or, you know, making, because I produce this myself as well, mm-hmm. I have to be really careful with the words that I use that I don't offend and anyone. Because nowadays I think it's always been around us, but having music to at least give us that, knowing that that it's okay. It's okay to be mm-hmm. who you are. And so this will take me to my next. This is going to be a good one. How do you describe your creative process? Like, how do you do that? Someone said, my last guest, he was like, oh boy. But everybody has a different process, right, for writing the music. I guess I'll give you two questions. What's your inspiration as well as what is your creative process like?
So as far as my creative process, for a long time I was a writer without being able to be around musicians, or I myself wasn't able to produce my own stuff. This is when I was like a child. And so as a child, as a teenager, I grew up writing without music and then meeting with someone and like putting music to stuff later. And so to this day, like I find that my favorite stuff that I create is, and even now I'm writing an EP right now and I refuse to like create the music first. Like I've broken into this habit of just like, I need to like come up with the melodies first, come up with the words first. And then once I have that, then I build the music around the words and the melodies that I created. That's just force of habit. And as far as inspirations, I like to take inspirations. I draw inspirations from a lot of the things I go through in my personal life. And a lot of the times I would, like, conform it into, like, a love song or whatever the case might be. Not all the times, but sometimes. But 9 times out of 10, it's just, like, everyday things that I'm going through, but, like, patterns that I am going through often. I would like to, make, if I could choose, I would like to like make my songs all about like love and all those other things, but that's my favorite thing to talk about. But I find myself like talking about whatever emotion is taking over at any particular time. Yeah, like I'm like, I gotta write about this.
I need the world to know. I agree, because it is. You know what I do is like I'll post it on whatever I'm feeling. Then I go back. I'll pick a song and I'm feeling that song at that moment, and I'll post it on Facebook. Then I'll go back and delete it. I go, don't want them to know too much.
Sometimes you're not like in that same mood like months later or weeks later, so it is kind of funny. What? But I promise myself I'll still put it out.
Yes, but you know what? In your case, once you write it, but you know what? So many people will resonate. That's what makes music, right? That's what makes music and who we are as well. Who you are, you guys, as independent musicians right now, but then as you keep moving forward in your career, that I've seen people that have come on to my show, and then all of us that through the years they expand and explode into this famous artist that you become, and then you go back and those were the songs that got you there because they resonated with so many different people. And I was looking at you in the recording studio and literally, right, I heard you, that's a great YouTube video that you have on there, where it's an E-flat or is that your band that you want to, feel free to talk about them as well.
So we're actually building a band right now to perform a set list. It's not all set in stone as of yet, but I can say that.
Can you hear me? Hello, Rocky? Hello. Oh, I think we lost her. Let's see. She'll be calling back. This is a live show, but I'm going to go ahead and play one of Rocky's songs. We lost her on the broadcast because it is live. But she's probably going to call back in a minute. But in the meantime, let me go ahead and put one of her songs on. This is called Read My Mind, and we are live with Rocky Ryder, live from New York City. So if she comes back, I will be cutting this song short to bring our guest back. Writer. Let's make sure that we get her on the air again.
I'm so sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We're live. So I went ahead and,
yeah.
and played your song. So that's what happened. You're not the first. I know. It happened. So I was actually playing your song. Thank you so much for calling back. Once I'm in this studio, I can't even do anything.
Yeah.
Stuck in here. But I just had Read My Mind on, and that's another beautiful song. I love that. You know what I love about your music? And I'm a new fan, so I have to say that. I'm going to be your fan forever. And but they're all different. They're all so beautiful, and the words just say, you know, what you really feel. Like you
yeah.
felt it, but I feel it. Can you tell us about this song, Read My Mind?
About Read My Mind.
Mm-hmm.
Read My Mind. So that's a really keen observation you made, that the songs are very different. I feel like for a long time, I just wanted to see what I was going to say. And right now, like, I'm in this place where I am being a little more intentional of saying, like, some, you know, like a little bit more branded, like on brand, like on one particular brand. But I do love that you noticed that it's just like such a wide range of topics and stuff in the stuff that's on YouTube right now. But that particular song is about just my introvert nature, that I do have a lot of people who ask me to be a little bit more communicative. So it was just an offering of like an offering of being able to explain to people like what might be going through my mind. Most of the times I'm thinking like positive and loving thoughts towards people, but people tend to automatically think the worst and be like, is she mad? Is she upset? Is she da 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 da? So that was the inspiration behind
They're
that.
They're trying to read you and
yeah.
they can't read
you. Yeah,
so now you can tell them, just go listen to my CD if you want to
right.
know.
That's a good idea, actually. Next time that happens, I'm just going to send that song.
Right? No, yeah, no, it is. And I did. I listened to your music, and I was really, you know, that's how I get to kind of know who I'm going to interview without having, you know, to speak with you. And we didn't. We didn't get mm-hmm. to talk ahead of time. Because I'm actually coming back doing these shows after a little while. So I actually forgot. I said, oh, that's right. I used to, like, talk to them ahead of time. The time it was just like, just go straight in. I just, you know, I booked three artists this week, and I never do that. But you were the second one that really, like, balanced me out, I have to say. If that's, you know, one of the things that you're trying to do, can you tell us, like, our audience, is there a particular reason? I know there is. Why is the sound healing bold? You know, that is going to, that's something that, you know, a lot of people are into with the healing, especially coming out of this virus, you know, that we're coming out of.
Yeah.
Yesterday's guest had a video that he did during a COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And
COVID,
it's so amazing. Yes. And now, you know, now here you come with the healing part of you know, now we're on this end of it, right? And we'll look back and we'll be all done with it, I'm sure. But what going back to your music and the healing bold, is that something that you're going to keep incorporating, or how do you want that to work? For, you know, it's working already, but how do you see that in the future? Or do you have any goals that you'd like to meet, you know, as far as bookings and do you see your
in the future?
Certain...
And I don't know how much of talking about the band you were able to catch because the phone cut off. But but I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I wasn't supposed to talk about all that too much yet. But we are going to start doing live shows, and we're putting together a set list. And I am my goal from the beginning was to do live shows with the sound healing instruments. That was like the main goal. So like I do record with the sound bowls, but it's nothing like experiencing the bowls in person. So. Definitely my goal is to really have like music sessions, intimate ones as well as larger ones with where people are able to experience the sound healing instruments in real time and in real life, and to be able to just put together music sets and maybe have even some meditative breaks where it's just the bowls and, you know, just to really bring more of an audience to sound healing, which is one of my favorite things.
That's beautiful. No, that would be wonderful. Maybe I would be happy. I'll tell you that. I'll be happy to help you in any way in booking that because it's huge right now. And I'm telling you, there aren't, I haven't seen it incorporated the way that you're bringing it to the music, especially there's no one that has your sound. You have a very, and the word that comes to me is exclusive in the sense that you have your own sound. Your voice is incredible because you have so many ranges. And it just comes out so smoothly. And so doing that and seeing you live, I looking at the videos and being able to see that, right, it's not the same as looking, you know, to go into one of your live events with your concerts. And so is that where, do you play around New York, or is there a particular, where can our audience, where can they go and see you?
Well, right now I'm just doing New York, but I would, the goal is definitely to, you know, do shows all over, you know. I'm not even going to put a limit on it. I would like to do shows everywhere, really and truly. I love people, and I would love to just, like, meet many people as possible.
Yes, no, definitely. You will. Yes, and I will be sending you all that information of what they're doing, and let's see how we can help you achieve that. And you know what I did? It's crazy because I usually have this, you know, my 30 minutes. Something told me to go and put it a little longer for like the 45 minutes.
I did see that. I saw that right before we got on.
Yeah, and I'm looking at our time, which it just gives us enough time, right? And to play another one of your songs, because I said, no, I'm going to go longer because I want everyone to listen to these. You know, these are my favorite, but then I kept going and, oh, my God, you have, oh, I like Lonely Road or what, and then What I Want. And I was like, oh, gosh, there's some more. So that way our audience, you can, you know, I'll give all that information, but I'm going to do the last song, Energy True, and hopefully, and yeah, and just call back if this cuts off for any reason, it shouldn't, but I'm going to go ahead and play this for our audience, and then we'll be back with you, we'll bring you back on, so let me go ahead and start Energy True, and we're going to come back with the Barracuda Girl on Blog Talk Radio, so you guys listen in. And we'll be back with my special guest, Rocky Ryder.
I don't want to fight it. I want to feel the way. I want to feel it now. Luckily, I'm grinding. Feet on the ground, head in the clouds. The clouds do the same as you might do. Both fire pigeons the same as my crew. Yeah. He's a little bit rude. I just want the energy true. No cap, if I go back to the first time that I thought that you would be mine, I was more sad. You said the change from my past won't hold us down like I'm a side note. Promise walks on the promenade, so I'll take steps towards that goal. I'm intrigued by the fact you know what I like. Proofread, double check when you read my mind. Never had that in my whole life. Your way with words speaks from my soul. It's so scary, can't tell me no. It's your master plan, I hope. I master my patience, so I'll match your pace while we take it slow. So
I don't wanna fight it. I wanna feel the way. I wanna feel it now. Luckily I'm grinding. Feet on the ground, head in the clouds. They miss you, my dude. Both fire pigeons, if they miss my crew. Yeah, I admit he's a little bit rude. I just want the energy true.
Keep it raw, cause you know that the type of vibes I adore. Told a hater I was dating his boss. Tricks up my sleeve when they're under my skin. Melt from the shine of my melanin. Black and proud and going in. They watch us like a show, they bitch. Netflix, network are not the same thing. And we know to keep it low. They only see what we choose to show. Listen in the comments is amusing though. Inside jokes, good lyrics and the mood. You know me and I know you. Sometimes it's rough, sometimes it's smooth. Pinky in the brain, something like a cartoon. But we're taking over the world real soon. Cause
I don't wanna fight it. I wanna feel the way. I wanna feel it now. Luckily I'm grinding. Feet on the ground, head in the clouds. The clock knows that they miss you, my dude. Both fire pigeons that they miss you, my crew. Yeah, I admit he's a little bit rude. I just want the energy true.
It was a crazy tale about a girl and a male, never mind the silly rumors. They were both inclined to always cross the line with the same just a sense of humor. So he set out on a mission with a goal and it's him into the dark realms of the hood. To get the girl and the glory, but I'll never tell the story, it can never be understood. But if you know, you know. What I can say is that our haters look a mess now. Like curry, they get stale cause they're left out. But we're balanced, pH like an F sound. I count to three and he's shooting like Steph now. Don't worry kids, I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking whining, dining, violent. Shooting his shot, sliding in my DMs. Keep it on the low when we talk about them kind of things.
Five news that they mention my dude. Both five pages that they miss my crew. Yeah, I admit he's a little bit rude. I just want the energy true. Five news that they mention my dude. Both five pages that they miss my crew. Yeah, I admit he's a little bit rude. I just want the energy true.
And you're listening to the Barracuda Girl live show on Blog Talk Radio. And that was Energy True by my guest, Rocky Ryder. Let me go ahead and bring her on before we let her go. This was such a great interview. I loved having her. So let me go ahead and bring her back on.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, hey. Oh, my God. That is a high-energy song, too. I was dancing to it over here. So. That was good.
You got to invite me to your neck of the woods sometime.
Oh, definitely. I'm in San Antonio, but you know what? Yes, Texas. Texas. And I do a lot of work in Miami, so...
Huh.
Yeah, you're always invited. You're part of our family now, so let's see who I can hook you up with over there, with Mr. Don De Niro and with Edwin Ramos, and see if we can get you on. This Earth Gotti has something great going on BET, so I'm ready to submit you.
Yeah. And thank you again for thinking of me, for considering me. That's awesome.
Oh, no, your work speaks for itself, and, you know, hard work, right, pays off. It pays off. So, so this was Energy True. What a great song. Another one. So, I hear you on the radio. I know you're on some radio stations now, right? I was seeing that. You have some DJs also, so we'll see how we can get your music out there. Rocky, I just want to thank you so much for being my guest. And
thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're so welcome. We'll keep following you. And like I said, I'm going to keep in touch with you. But keep doing what you're doing. You're very, very blessed is what I get. You know, you're very blessed, and you have such a gift with your music and sharing it with us. Thank you for being on my show. So I just want to, I know we went over the time with it, but thank you for doing that with me. I just want to thank you so much for submitting and for taking time out to be here with me today.
Thank you again for the interview. It was fun, and we'll speak soon.
Yes, I'm going to keep following you, and I'm going to go ahead and, I'll reach out to you. I have your number, and that way we get you going on our side if there's anything we can do. We're here to, when you have new music as well, you're always welcome to come back and share it with our audience. But
definitely.
Thank you, and thank you, and have a wonderful rest of your day. Thanks for being one of our guests on the Bear to the Girl show.
All right. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too. And you guys, I have to say before I let you go that we did play a song yesterday, Dancing Mantley Backwards. That cover song was by Captain Beyond. That was my guest, Dan Bone, the Destroyer, who was on August the 3rd, and we went live with him. I want to thank everyone for listening to the Barracuda Girl on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to leave you with a little bit more of energy.
I wanna feel the way, I wanna feel it now. Luckily I'm grinding, feet on the ground, head in the clouds. The clouds knew that they missing my tooth. Both five pigeons that they missing my crew. Yeah, admit he's a little bit rude. I just want the energy true. No cap, if I go back to the first time that I thought that you would be mine, I was more sad. You said the chains from my past won't hold us down like I'm a side note. Promise walks on the promenade, so I'll take steps towards that goal. I'm intrigued by the fact you know what I like. Proofread, double check when you read my mind.
Never had that in my whole life. Your way with words speaks to my soul. If the skeptic can't tell me no, it's your master plan I hold. I master my patience, so I match your pace, but we take it slow. So
I don't wanna fight it. I wanna feel the way. I wanna feel it now. Luckily I'm grinding, feet on the ground, head in the clouds. Five
dudes,
they
say missing
my
crew.
Four, five pages,
they
say missing my crew. Yeah,
I admit
he's a little bit rude. I just want the energy true.
Keep it raw, cause you know that. The type of vibes I adore. Told a hater I was dating his boss. Tricks up my sleeve when they're under my skin. Melt from the shine of my melanin. Black and proud and going in. They watch us like a show, they bitch. Netflix, network are not the same thing. And we know to keep it low. They only see what we choose to show. Listen in the comments is amusing though. Inside jokes, good lyrics and the moon. You know me and I know you. Sometimes it's rough, sometimes it's smooth. Pinky in the brain, something like a cartoon. But we're taking over the world real soon. Cause
it. I wanna feel the way, I wanna feel it now. Luckily I'm grinding, feet on the ground, head in the clouds. Five dudes that they missing my dude. Four, five pages that they missing my crew. Yeah, I admit he's a little bit rude. I just want the energy true.
This is a crazy tale about a girl and a man that